Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Oklahoma. We are from Oklahoma. Tell you what, after listening to these other folks, I got the easiest job in town. You guys really do a remarkable job. You bring the best cattle that we can buy. My job is just to retail it and do the service necessary that we all share in marketing the best cattle around. Our stores, let me give you a little history here. Our stores, we have 15 stores in northeastern Oklahoma. They're upscale stores. Our stores move 32,521 pounds per month of your certified Angus beef. So you guys, hold yourself a hand. In a year's time, that is 5,853,000 pounds of beef. That's the best cattle in the country. So you've done a good job. You know, not everyone will tell you, as farmers and ranchers, what a good job you do every day. It takes a lot to be a farmer and a rancher, I know. This guy says I are one. You know, you touch a lot of occupations, from a carpenter to a welder, a mechanic, a lawyer, a businessman. So, from that aspect, you guys are the best. You really are. You raise the best cattle in the country. A long time ago, in 1989, we made a decision to switch some beef programs. We was carrying Select Beef in our big Tri-Dex stores. And, you know, the thought occurred to me, what would happen if a big major retailer come to town and decided to put in a choice program? Where would we be? How would we fight them? Well, after a lot of thought, I was already signed up on a full service case with a certified Angus. I could carry it there, choice. I was buying those cattle from Canadian Valley Packing Company, and I believed to be the first licensed retailer in Oklahoma. So we decided to carry that through our service cases and go ahead and keep the choice over here. Right away we figured out that was probably not the thing to do. Where do you go from there? Am I going to put the choice in the other big cases? And then how am I going to get a better price for it over here? So I needed prime beef. I didn't want just prime beef. I wanted certified Angus prime beef. I talked to every major packer that I knew. You know, they all laughed at me. They said, Roach, you're crazy. You know, we're not going to break these lines and these chains and these plants for you. You're not moving enough cattle. I said, okay. I got busy, knew a few people, met with a man named John Tarpoff, Granite City, Illinois. A lot of you probably know John. Good guy. But he was hard to come to business with. I made 3 trips to his plant. And he wanted to sell me the whole cattle. He had some choice. He's killed about 100 head of prime beef. Prime choice, about 80 head prime. I finally said, okay, John, let's just do it. So I took the Fleming guys at that time with me, he was my money man, meat director for Fleming. Because of stockyard laws and all that, we actually had ownership of those cattle before they were slaughtered. We brought those in our stores. We was the first people to introduce prime certified Angus beef at retail level. They was going to the white tablecloth restaurants in New York. That's where he was selling it. And from there, we built a pretty good business on it. Our stores is the number two retailer in the United States on prime beef. And we're very proud of that. Also, the next year, here come the big players. They said, how many cattle will it take to supply you? I said, well, I don't know. You didn't want my business a year ago. Why do you want it now? You know? So anyway, I've made them wait a year. The next year, all four of them come to the table. And now, today, they bid our product, your product, that I sell, by USDA standards, on overages over choice cattle, CAB. All the cattle we buy is based off of USDA. 5-day weighted average. And I have block orders that we put together for our stores. Hits every Wednesday in our stores. Each store gets so many. That's good for the packer. It's good for you folks. It's good for us. Because you see, I'm 100% licensed dealer. I can't go out and buy cattle off the street. So I've got to know how many head of cattle I need for an ad. I got to know how many it's going to take to run every week. Because if I'm out of business, you're not making any money and I'm not either. So a lot of careful planning went into that. That alleviates the packer saying, for years, you know, we didn't know. We know CAB's certified Angus beef is better. How much better is it in choice? What's it worth? Well, I don't know. So I had the packers to tell me. I made them all come to the table with their bid. Is chucks, choice chucks, for a dollar, what's your bid? I'll tell you how much I'll use in here, because I know. I know what went through the registers on the front end last year. And I give that information to them. And the vice presidents of all the big packers, their operation men, sit down with me every April, and we decide who gets our business. 60% block orders. Well, for a little company over in the woods, that's 1,200 cases of beef hits these stores every Wednesday. Now, in conjunction with that, we do 40% ad business. That's best bid among all four packers. So that's kind of the way we go to market with our stuff. We're very proud of it. We had a perception survey run in Tulsa Metro in February. And that survey came back, and I felt really good because I was sitting in a group kind of like you guys. And the number one reason that the shoppers traded our stores was the meat department. They surveyed 1,000 households. We got the highest marks of any of them. That tells me that we're doing something right. You folks are doing things right. So, you know, we move 5 million plus pounds of beef. I think that's pretty good thing. I just come back from Coeur d'Alene, from Certified Angus. We brought back 3 awards for the company. I'm very proud of those. Number 3 sales volume small chain award. We was the 3rd in the nation. Top retail average volume, 10 stores or more, up to 50 stores. We got that one. This one I was really proud of. top sales volume retail store in the world, was number 14 store, Reeser store in Broken Arrow North. We also won that award in our Owosso store in 2006. So we do move some beef in our stores. I had the folks, the marketing department, fix up a little video, if you will. If you would be so kind to show us a few pictures here.
Welcome to Reeser's Meat Department. We'd like to take a few minutes to share some details about
we
our upcoming big meat sale and answer the
we
question,
just finished this
what exactly
last weekend.
Is it? Here's Dave Thompson to tell you more about Reeser's big meat sale.
What are we doing? Talking about my favorite time of year, Reeser's three-day meat sale. Oh, this gives our customers a great opportunity to have great savings plus convenience of having a full freezer. One of the big advantages to shopping the meat sale is that you can have the meat cut to your specifications and not ours. Here we're cutting a whole boneless ribeye, and you can have it wrapped one to a package or two to a package or as many as you would like. Okay, how about a boneless pork loin? Let me give you a few examples of the different kinds of cuts you can get out of a boneless pork loin. We'll start off with a butterfly chop. Or you can get just straight boneless chops. Also, you can get a boneless pork roast. Or you can also get some boneless country style ribs. These will be excellent on the grill. The film that we use to wrap this during our primal sale is a special film that you can go home and put the meat directly into your freezer.
Now that's convenient. You know, Reeser's is committed to selling certified Angus beef. Many people ask, what exactly is certified Angus beef? Well, let me tell you, certified Angus beef comes from top Angus cattle. Only 8% of cattle meet this high standard. What does this mean to you? It means you're serving the most tender quality meat to your family and friends. The flavor is better too. Other stores will sell choice Angus, which may make you think it's the same. After all, Angus beef is Angus beef, right? Wrong. Certified Angus beef brand standards exceeds USDA Prime, Choice, and Select Graded Beef. Reeser sells certified Angus beef exclusively in our area. In fact, Reeser sells more certified Angus beef per store than any other store in the world. This is due to our commitment to the big meat sale. Watch our advertising for the dates. Now let's check back with Dave to learn more about Reeser's big meat sale.
All right, let me show you the many different varieties of cuts that you can get out of a boneless chuck. We have here a boneless chuck steak, or we have a boneless chuck roast. But first you start off with two chuck eye steaks that are great on the grill. Now we can cut the chuck roast any thickness or any weight that you would like. And we can also wrap these one or two to a package, however you would like. And then when you get down to the end, we also have stew meat. So we're talking out of a boneless chuck, a meal for stew, a meal for chuck roast, a meal for chuck eye steaks, and a meal for chuck steaks. So you have about four or five different meals out of one cut of meat.
Or if you're in a hurry, just stop in during the sale and pick up a sack of already cut beef or pork at great savings. During Reeser's Primal Meat Sale, we typically offer whole boneless ribeye, which can be cut as steaks or ribeye roast. Whole boneless sirloin, which makes great steaks and roasts. Whole boneless KC strips. You can't get a better, leaner steak. Boneless chucks. Great for chuck roast, steaks, or stew meat.
whole boneless pork loin, making assorted pork chops, regular or butterfly style, roast and country style ribs.
My staff and I work very hard all year to bring you the very best beef for the primal beef sale, all at competitive prices.
Reeser's Big Meat Sale. Watch for your circular or go online to Reeser's.com for more information. Thanks for shopping at Reeser's.
Reeser's has what you're looking for. Variety, quality, and so much more. Reeser's, the right stuff, the right price. Reeser's.
You guys raise it, so give yourself a hand, too. Thank you for bringing us the best beef. Let's see, we've got a few slides here. Yeah, here we go. This is one of our service meat cases. This is all prime beef that you're looking at there on the beef side. And very proud of that. Guess I've got control of this here. Hit the center button. Is that what I do? On the right. Okay. Oh, here we go. This is some variety cuts that we offer in our service case. We're very big on variety. There's one of our meat cases, one of our stores. As you can see, this is just part of the reason that we're number one. This store right here, where this picture come from, is a store that won the national award. So, here's our primal sale again. You know, this sale was kind of invented by accident, by yours truly. About 25 years ago, I overbought too much meat. You know, I had a boss that said either sell it or smell it. So you know what? I had to get rid of that stuff because I had some more coming the next week. So I got to thinking, well, if we put out full beef loins in the counter, conventional counter, hang a homemade sign out here, cut and wrap free, wonder how much of that I can sell. Had nine of them. I was sweating it. My boss was coming in this evening. He walks in, and I had two left. He said, Roach, what'd you do with them beef loins? I said, I sold them. He said, how much did you make out of them? I said, not much. But you know, they ain't here no more. So, you know, we got rid of them things. I cut them up, cut and wrap free, made about 10%, but it paid my salary. So, the next day, I decided, you know, that worked out pretty good. I got some pork loins back here. I'm going to try that on that. Well, we put them out on the counter. They's gone, too. So I began to think about this deal a little bit. Well, we decided, about the third time I done this, he thought it was going to be okay. He said, you know, 2% or 3% is better than nothing. So he was a businessman. So we figured out we would try something. We brought in some cattle. Purposely, we wrote a little ad. This is before the sacks and all that kind of stuff. We wasn't near that smart. Put them out there like they killed us. Because we was cutting to order full beef loins, packer rounds, and chucks. And I can tell you, you had to be a one-man army to keep up with that. Because there was people lined up wanting that. You know, people in those days used to buy sides of beef. Well, cut me a side out of that, Paul. Okay, yeah, can you come back tomorrow? Well, we figured out we had to come up with a better way to do that. Then we had to advertise it different, and we had to figure out how to market the stuff. This is a typical picture of the world's largest garage sale going on, right here. I told some people in Talco the other day, I said, I'm selling digging rights right here. Come get you some. But on the signs above, we tell what you get out of the product, our everyday cost, or in this case, we take the center coffin cases, clean them out, 48-foot coffins. We lay the whole primals out and a sack of cut primals. We've got shifts working all night in some stores cutting. We run two shifts. So when people come in, we go to getting buried. We can't keep up out front. They can just simply walk over and get a bag and away they go. And it's a tough sale, but we just finished it up. And I might have told you we sold 500,000 pounds product 3 days last week. So the sale does work. There's been an awful lot of people that's tried to imitate it. It's too much work. They don't want to work that hard, I tell you. But this is some of the different stores. And I run that sale wide open in all 15 stores twice a year. So, tough sale, but we did a lot of business. And would like to invite you guys, any of you, to come over and view it, work it, do whatever you want to do. But we do it, and we'll do it again next spring and next fall. We're also looking at, kind of interesting, we're looking at, this is a good partnership. You know, I've always said the farm people, I can relate to. They're good, honest, hard-working people. We're looking at maybe partnering, doing some profiles with producers to enhance our advertising. You know, some of you I know, the consumer appreciates that. We get asked that a lot. Where does your beef come from? I also get asked, you know, how many pork chops do you get out of this ribeye? I get asked that too. And I have to tell them I'm pretty good, but I'm not that good, you know. But I hear that quite often, especially from the younger kids. I call them kids. I do that now. But anyway, I think that'll be a good thing. We're looking to, and there may be some of you that I may be talking to, or our marketing staff will be talking with you too. You know, we want to know the farmer. We won't get to know the farm. We're selling your cattle. You guys do a great job again, I'd like to say, producing the best beef money will buy. Keep doing it, because I need a job. Okay? Any questions? Yes, sir. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
I am a consumer.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm an Angus cattle breeder, and I am impressed with your operation.
Thank you.
From a consumer standpoint, that's the kind of store I love to shop in.
Thank you.
And I think there are other people that would see that product and know that it's good. And I appreciate that. And other than that, are you
going to
open any more stores?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I say we will. I don't have that much money. But, yeah, we've got a couple of stores, actually, on the books for the next one, probably next year and the following year. And they're big stores.
Paul.
Yes.
My family and I were raised in Tulsa, but But we left in 82, and I don't remember where Reisner's was then in 82, and we came back in 99, and our ranch is south of Tulsa now. And I was just, knowing your bias, I was just curious. By the time we got back, Reisner's was everywhere, all over the advertising, people we speak to, that sort of thing. How big a role did the beef promotions play in that, in Reisner's overall development and profitability?
That's a real good question. I am biased, okay. But I worked for them for 36 years. And right at 36. We had a first day I went to work for them, give you a little flavor here. They had a 36-foot conventional counter. And the man thought that I worked for, Mr. Reiser, thought I was a genius. Because the most they'd ever run was like 3,600 in a week through that counter. He had two stores. Well, we do a little better than that today. But around Tulsa, to your point, the beef is number one. It's the best thing we ever did. You know, it was a scary thing for me as a meat guy. I had guys working for me, 200 guys said, "Paul, this is a career move for you, buddy." I said, "Well, you know, Mr. Reiser even asked me, are you sure about this, Paul? I worked for a man 26, 7 years." I said, "No." He said, "Really?" I said, "What I am sure about, if we don't do it, you or I, either one, ain't going to have a job in a few years. Because the big change is going to take us out. We can't match them on price. We got to have quality. We have good locations. I know that. Because everywhere we go and put out a store, Walmart comes across the street." I know those guys are smart. They're the biggest chain in the world. But bottom line is, they're a good competitor. They can't get the products that I have because I have a license agreement. That is a very, very big, important role the beef plays with us. The niche markets, I believe, is what has brought us to where we are. Quality, customer service, number one. Customer service with us means a lot. You know, we've got 2,700 employees works for us in our stores. The little package boy carrying out the groceries, he can screw up a lot of people. Because he is the guy that sees that lady last. You know, if he breaks her eggs, we've had it. It don't matter how good a job we done in the meat department. She's going to be hacked at us. So he's got a tough job. And we all got tough jobs. Because like I said, we all got the same customer. We just handle them last. We listen to our customers. Similar to what you guys are doing. You guys are the brains of the deal. I just figure out how to get it through the system. Thank you.